Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Sajak. It's Cocktail Monday.
Yes, we're not exploring the world's favorite beverage this morning.
No, it's not. But we are exploring a couple of cocktails, which you have before you.
They look very similar.
Yes, they are very similar. And
I know they have different bases because you came in here and you poured peachy coral colored liquid from your shaker. There are a few little seeds in there, mm-hmm. and my nose confirmed that it was tomato.
Yes.
Or tomatoes, I usually say it, but tomato seems so more sophisticated for this.
Right.
For cocktails.
So try one and then try the other.
Okay. Through the magic of radio, we are trying the drinks. So the first one has a bit of texture to it. It's definitely tomato, so it's a version of a Bloody Mary. I like that kind of salty salinity that you get from the tomato juice. I'm not quite sure what it is. I think I might know what it is. Let me try the second one.
Mm-hmm.
So the second one's definitely vodka.
Mm-hmm.
That's because there's really not a whole lot of profile. It just sort of tastes hot.
Right.
The first one?
First one is tequila.
Okay. That makes sense.
So the point of this is I like the Bloody Maria far more than the Bloody Mary because it's just more interesting, frankly.
Yeah. Given these two side by side, I definitely prefer the tequila.
Right.
I keep coming back to the word texture, but it's got a different mouthfeel. It's not that tequila flavor is that pronounced, but it really just changes the whole feel of the cocktail.
My wife, Kati Harrison, she feels that there's no point in drinking something that doesn't taste like something.
So, right. I'm not much of a vodka drinker either.
She must know something, but don't say nothing. But at any rate, so this is an interesting Bloody Mary that comes from the recipe for shrimp cocktail from Café Pascal in
Santa Fe.
So they have a wonderful cookbook out, and I'm a huge fan of the restaurant in Santa Fe.
I've only been once, but I am too.
I've been many times, and I have to say they do an excellent job, and they've been knocking it out of the park there at the corner of Don Gaspar and I think Water Street for years and years. And their shrimp cocktail recipe, which is a Mexican shrimp cocktail, is really excellent. And Kati remembers shrimp cocktail like this when she was a kid and growing up in Mexico. So I've made it, and it's very labor intensive and really fabulous. And I thought to myself, wouldn't the tomato juice part of the shrimp cocktail make for a great Bloody Mary? And I think it does.
Once you've said that, I would love to have like a shrimp garnish on this. Mm-hmm. That would be so cool.
That would be the best.
Instead of a lemon or a lime.
I couldn't agree more. So what's in it is hand-squeezed tomato juice. You slice up tomatoes and put salt in them and let them sit for a few hours. Orange juice, lime juice, Worcestershire sauce.
Yeah, it does have a kick.
Horseradish.
Nice
kick. I added a bit of sriracha and a bit of black pepper.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it works really nicely, and it's not an unattractive color. I think with a bunch of garnishes, I think it would be excellent. So thank you, Café Pascual, for your excellent shrimp cocktail recipe. And
bring on the shrimp.
Also makes a nice Bloody Mary. Yeah, it went over very well. I'll share the picture of the shrimp cocktails that I made on, I think, Saturday. Yeah.
Sounds good. Thank you for the cocktails. I love Cocktail Mondays.
Excellent. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.